On today's ChurchTechCast.com screencast show, Easy Worship to ProPresenter, YouTube video in ProPresenter, and mirroring to an Apple TV. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. So our first question today comes to us from Shanita Lewis, and she asks, can you take questions from Easy Worship and import them into ProPresenter? The answer is yes, kind of. So Easy Worship is a different file format than ProPresenter. It's not like with Pages and Word, in the case of word processing documents, where the Word format is pretty standard and so everything can read it and can write to it. No, that would be too easy. In this case, they're all different. Now, with that said, I believe that you can export the text from Easy Worship and then import the text into ProPresenter. That should work. I believe there have been some tools written to do things like this. I believe there was actually some discussion online a while back about taking text from Easy Worship, sending it to some third-party thing, and then from that third-party thing into ProPresenter. Now, with that said, here's what I would do. I would use this as an opportunity to clean out the database. Every time that you hear that you're going to do a song, add that in, and only keep the stuff that you're going to use. So maybe you start out with your music minister, worship leader, etc., and you say, okay, what are the top 20 songs that we're most likely to do? Get those in there. Then, every week when you add in a new song, you just keep building and building, and that's a good way to do it as opposed to trying to get, you know, 400 or 500 songs in all at once. So that's what I would do if I were you. Now, depending on the church, it could be that that's really not an option for you. If you have a more spur-of-the-moment, spirit-led kind of worship, you might not have that option. But if you do, if you don't, if there's any planning ahead about what song you're going to do, I would do it that way. If not, I would try and at least interview your worship team, your music minister, etc., and just try and figure out what are the most likely songs and get all those in and go from there. Lauren on TrinityDigitalMedia.com asks, how do I add a YouTube video to ProPresenter? The answer is you don't, and I wouldn't want you to. So let me clarify that. You don't in that the built-in web browser won't play YouTube videos. It just doesn't have the Flash component to do it. Also, the reason I wouldn't want you to is you're depending on your internet connection to be good exactly when you need it. So here's what I would do if I were you. I would, first off, write the creator of the YouTube video and get their permission to show it. Most of them are going to be totally cool with that. Unless, of course, it's you're making fun of it or you're belittling their beliefs or something like that. But I know if people wrote me and said, hey, can we show one of your videos? I'd be, generally speaking, pretty happy with that. Unless it was, let's create an entire course and leave you out of all the money. That would be different. But showing one video here or one video there, totally different. So right then, make sure you get permission before you do the next thing. And that is look for a service which will download the YouTube video. They exist all over the place. I've used several of them, and they all tend to work. Get the best quality you can. Download that. you will probably get an H.264 MP4, which is exactly what ProPresenter wants, and then you can just bring that in like it's a regular video. So that's what I would do, and doing that, you don't have to depend on your internet connection being good exactly at the right time, which chances are it would be, but wouldn't you know it, when it really, 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 really matters, it just seems like it wouldn't work as well. So that's what I have for you there. Okay, Michael Bonville on YouTube asks, we need to have output to more than one projector. The video didn't cover that aspect. This is in response to one of my videos. What do we need to do to get the output on more than one projector? We have a video splitter and are pushing the output to the front projector and a monitor in the media booth, but I would like to push it to a TV in the lobby that has, this is the key, an Apple TV connected to it. AirPlay is set up correctly and it does show in display preferences. Any help you can provide would be extremely helpful. Thanks. So in this case, what he's doing is he has an Apple TV. It's showing up in this display preferences, so that's good. It's showing up as if it's another monitor. But here's the thing. He wants to get exactly what's coming out of the main display out on the computer to show up on this Apple TV. How do you do that? Mirroring. Mirroring is what you were looking for. Mirroring is an option in OS X, the Macintosh operating system, where you can send the exact same thing out of multiple displays. Here is the downside of doing that. It will default, and there might not be any way out of this, it will just go to the lowest common denominator. So if one of your displays is 640 by 480, when you mirror to that other display, even though the good display is 4K, it's going to output 640 by 480. That's just the way that it is. It goes to the least resolution. With that said, there are directions online how to do it. It's pretty straightforward. Basically, you just are telling it, okay, I have two distinct outputs in OS X. They need to display the same thing. So you do that. I believe you might be able to drag one on top of the other and then click a checkbox for mirroring if memory serves. But it's basically like that. So, and once we went through it, he was able to do that. So do you have any church tech questions? If I didn't answer them, just go to trinitydigitalmedia.com, pick a show or a blog post, and leave your question or comment there. Also, while you're there, sign up for my email newsletter. There's a place on the sidebar, or you can go directly there by heading to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts. Check out the church tech training resources I've made in my store with you in mind to help make your life a lot easier, either by teaching you personally how to do more cool church tech things or to help train other people in your church. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.